With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. The Senate's votorama continuing into the night. Lawmakers voting on unlimited amendments to President Trump's Big Beautiful Bill. Senate Majority Leader John Thune says the big bill extends tax relief to middle-class families and brings needed reforms to Medicaid.
It addresses military modernization. It addresses securing our border. It addresses restoring energy dominance. It extends tax relief for the American people so they can avoid a $4 trillion tax increase at the end of the year. And yes, it includes some savings associated with reforms that are made in a way that targets assistance from federal programs to where it was intended to go.
Police confirmed the identity of the suspect in the firefighter ambush shooting in Idaho. Kootenai County Sheriff Bob Norris says 20-year-old Wes Rowley shot and killed two firefighters and wounded another before shooting and killing himself. The head of the CIA says Iran's nuclear capabilities have been degraded for years to come.
CIA Director John Ratcliffe, at a classified hearing last week, told skeptical lawmakers that U.S. military strikes delivered a major setback to Tehran's nuclear program. Ratcliffe says the intelligence assessment is that the majority of Iran's enriched uranium is likely buried under the rubble. That's according to a U.S. official who also said even if the uranium remains intact, the loss of Iran's facility at Isfahan that converts enriched uranium gas into dense metal has effectively taken away their ability to build a bomb for years to come. Jennifer King, Washington.
The woman injured in the June 1st Islamic terror attack at a Colorado mall has died. Mohammed Solomon charged with injuring more than a dozen people after throwing Molotov cocktails at a group supporting Israeli hostages being held by terror group Hamas. Karen Diamond died from severe injuries. Her death now means first-degree murder charges against Solomon. He's also facing federal hate crime charges. This is SRN News. Churches in Switzerland buck the trend.
Christianity is waning in Europe and has been for at least two decades. But a new report from Switzerland finds that evangelical congregations there are growing. The Swiss Evangelical Network reports positive movement in all measures of spirituality amongst its churches, which cuts against the pattern of Christian decline in the country generally. The only bad news is that evangelicals make up a very small part of the Swiss population. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A petition drive seeking the repeal of a recent Ohio law banning diversity, equity, and inclusion programs at public colleges and universities has fallen short of the signatures needed to place it before voters. The organizers say they failed to collect all 250,000 signatures needed to place a referendum on November's ballot seeking to overturn the bill. Critics of the DEI point out that it promotes the queer trans lifestyle. This is SRN News. More than 300 people are charged in a $14.6 billion health care fraud scheme takedown with perpetrators based in Russia, Eastern Europe, Pakistan, and other countries.
Dr. Mehmet Oz, who heads Medicare and Medicaid, says it's the largest DOJ health care fraud takedown in history.
The fact that it's even possible that you could have $15 billion to play in this endeavor is shameful. But that's how we're being attacked now, and it's not done by small-time operators.
$14.6 billion were the intended losses. $2.9 billion was the actual losses. More than 320 people were charged in the scheme. Law enforcement seized more than $245 million in cash, luxury vehicles, cryptocurrency, and other assets. I'm Julie Walker.
In New York, 11 individuals have been indicted and are alleged to claim medical equipment purchases under Medicare. Jacksonville, Florida, debuting the nation's first public transit system powered by autonomous vehicles. More details at SRNnews.com.